time for overtime once again as we near closer to the start of the high school season. Our countdown clock on the MNHockeyHub.com is whittling its way to less than 30 days. And joining us now is the editor of the MNHockeyHub.com. And I think it's you are also the lacrosse man of the year. Is that correct, Lauren Nelson?
Yeah, lacrosse man of the year, hockey. A man for all seasons, I guess.
I love it. Well, that was cool to see that award, by the way. Of course, we have the laxhub.com, but we're here to talk hockey. And, you know, one way to say that the season is coming closer is when you take a look at the Elite League. Its season ended. I think it's been the most entertaining on record at this date. You covered it very closely. Your thoughts?
The Elite League was great this year. I thought there were some teams that you didn't think were going to do that well that were at the top of the standings, and some teams that you thought on paper looked really, really good, and they, for whatever reason, were down near the bottom. And any team could beat any other team on any given night, which is a big whole string of cliches there, but it was true. And you talk to the players, and they'd be like, geez, you know, they like the league because they like that fact that there is no, you're not just going to show up and win, which could happen at times during the high school season. We all know that. And you're not, there's no game where you know you just can't win, you know, and that happens to some teams too during the high school season. So these guys, they had to be, plus there's, 50 scouts watching up on the top rail in their black jackets, and so you don't really want to have a bad game. So that, add all that together, and you've got a pretty entertaining league.
Yeah, I know. I do think what you touched on there is the parity of the league was quite impressive. And, you know, you really can't judge a book by its cover in this game. And, you know, you can take it back to the mundane of the 1980 U.S. Olympic team, where it's not necessarily about the greatest talent assembled, but the greatest team. And I think when you look at the Team North, you had a little bit of that in those guys. And you had the talent of the Southwest, Southeast, and Northeast, Northwest. It was really a good deal.
Yeah, I think that's the old Herbie Brooks line. He wants the right guys, and you have to have the right chemistry. And those northern guys, they take a lot of pride in being northern guys, and that you have instant chemistry just from the geography of where those kids are coming from, and that's a nice advantage. And the same a little bit with the Great Plains, who won the playoffs. You know, they take quite a bit of pride of coming from that northwest corner of the state. So these cities teams, you just don't know how those they're going to come together all the time. That you could argue that they have some of them had more talent, but doesn't always show on the final scoreboard.
Well, it kind of makes you think about it from that the Elite League and how all these kids come together from different areas, almost as a microcosm of the NCAA. Gophers kind of being sort of a metro-based team where we're never sure where they're coming from. UMD does their deal. They're among the best in the league right now. North Dakota, same thing. And a lot of those kids are coming from Team North and the Great Plains area. So what did you learn overall from the season this year when you walk away and get ready for the high school season?
Quite a bit. Hey, by the way, the countdown on the Hockey Hub homepage, we're at 17 days.
Oh, my word.
17 days. 2 hours, 47 minutes. And I can't read the milliseconds because they're going too fast. But we're getting close, and I learned a lot. Boy, that Tony Cameron-Easy from YZ, I knew he was a good player. I knew he was a great player, but I didn't know he was this great of a player. And I think UMD jumping on him and getting him committed early was smart because he was the best. He was the scoring leader, but I thought he was the best player in the league, even. You know, scoring leader doesn't always mean you're the best player, but he came to play every night. He never had a bad night of all the games I saw, and he played great in the NIT here that just wrapped up this last weekend. So he was something else. You got to wonder about YZ and how good they're going to be assuming Mario Lucia comes back from the national development team, which all indications are that he will, but I guess you never know until you see the puck drop on opening night.
Yeah, well, they get their meat hooks in there and just say, nah, you're staying here, and lure them in. You never know, right? I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah, you don't know, and Max Everson, indications are that he'll be back with Edina, but they're both playing there, and they're both playing well. Who knows? I mean, you don't know what kind of experience they're having. But anyway, Wyzetta with DJ Jones, also a great defenseman who played in the league. Miles Deese played in the league. They had another defenseman, Halverson, in the league. So they had three defensemen, two great forwards. And I know their goaltending is solid, and you know why Zeta has a lot of depth. So how good is Wayzata going to be this year? That's one thing I took out of the Elite League that I'm wondering about right now.
You know, you and I have not, for everybody listening, you and I have not discussed that topic. And if you were to ask me the very same question, Lauren, that would have been my answer from what I saw. It was that Tony Cameronese was the real deal. The thing that I couldn't help but notice about him, not only was his work ethic and effort, his ability to win battles, but how strong of a skater he was on the puck and away from the puck, and what he did with his scoring chances and making others around him better. Clearly, to me, he's come out as, to me, I'm looking at him as a potential favorite for the Mr. Hockey preseason award. That's what I think of him. And it's interesting you talked about the rest of the Trojans. I'm having a hard time. I'm giving away our whole My Fox Hockey Live, the season preview show. But I'm having a hard time not looking at them as the number one team with or without Lucia. No disrespect there. I just think they're so deep and have so many kids. And you mentioned the names from Deeth to DJ Jones on the blue line and the guys that are coming back. I think that's the thing that I drew from there. I think the other thing that you touched on before was really how good the, I don't want to say no name, but like the Samsons of the world from Edina were.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun to see these guys come in and really turn it on in this league. You just, some of the surprises. I mean, you knew Kyle Rao was going to have a good elite league, and Stephen Fogarty, some of these players that are well established. But, you know, Jake Sampson, he didn't even make a roster to start the league, right? So he's an alternate, and then he gets, you know, someone gets hurt, or I don't know the circumstance, but boom, he's pulled up for the first game. I think he was the leading scorer on his team. He makes the NIT, he plays well there. He assisted on the... I know he had one assist in the championship game and played great. So, so you wonder about Edina now, too. Although the problem with Edina is the Elite League didn't do him any favors in regard to injuries.
No, it didn't.
Parker Reno went down with a knee injury. Who else? Who am I missing here?
Walker had the shoulder. I saw him on the ice just the other day. He looks to be pretty healed up and okay. Don't know how ready for contact he is, but Ben Walker was out too.
Right. Benny Walker with the shoulder, and then Osley had a head injury.
Uh-oh.
I believe it was the semifinals. So he went out, and that allowed Ryan Bullock to come in from Blake, the defenseman from Blake, and take his spot. So they had three guys at least get with varying levels of injuries in this league. But then they had guys like Sampson and Osley step up and have superb performances. Osley's another player who was a bit of a surprise in the points that he was able to put up.
Yeah, and you know, you never really view Ben Osley as an offensive threat type of player, but he's such a steady stay-at-home defenseman, knows his angles. Dave Terwilliger, one of his coaches, told me 2 years ago, said, that guy's the real deal, watch him. And I said, really? You really don't notice him? Well, you know what, Lauren, it's one of those deals where that's why he's so good, you know. And to get the offensive points, I think, is just added bonus to the player like that.
Right. You know who else is going to be fun to watch this year? I'm really anxious to see coming off the Elite League is Benilde. You know, how fun is that going to be to watch Steinhauser, Bessie, Horn, Daly, Horton, all maybe on the same power play, all great players in the Elite League.
That's got tic-tac-toe written all over it. We've got a lot of their games on myfoxhockey.com this year, which I'm excited to do, but that's another team. They're top five for me as well. That's going to be very good. You know, how about Hill Murray? You know, they had some kids in the league too as well. I think they're going to be very steady this year as well.
Yeah, you know, Ben Baugh is a great player. He's had the assist on the championship-winning goal that Horn scored. I think he had another assist and a goal in that championship game against Shattuck. He's a big game guy. He's fantastic. I think Hill Murray is going to do very well with him. You know, on one of their top lines, they had Jake Gensel, a freshman who hasn't even played a high school game yet.
Wow!
And, looked great in the Elite League. So that's pretty encouraging for Hill Murray, bringing in talent like that. Well, he's a sophomore. So J.D. Contronio is a great defenseman.
Definitely.
You know, they're just so deep. I mean, they might have the deepest lineup in the state.
Yeah, I agree. I've got them top three. So they're right there with those other squads too. So before we get into the NIT, and that'll probably be our last topic as we're running out of time. Overall, from this year to last year, you've seen a couple of elite leagues now up close and personal. Would you say that this is even better than it was last year, the same? How would you say the overall play rated, and what would you give the league a grade, a letter grade for as far as execution on the season?
Well, I think most scouts will say, and I think they're right, that the talent level is down just a bit this year. You're not going to get pretty special year last year when you have Nick Bjugstad, Brock Nelson, two first-round NHL draft picks. And there were so many great players. And in the Bauer NIT, they threw, I think it was Minnesota Red, and I think they beat Shattuck 7-2, or they thumped Shattuck big time in the championship game, and that team was fantastic. I think every kid from that team, or maybe a couple didn't, but I think pretty much all of them ended up with D1 scholarships. So you don't have that this year. Mm-hmm. And not that all these kids won't get scholarships, but I think talent level is down just a little bit, but that doesn't mean the play wasn't as good. And like we were talking about earlier, I think the parity was better, and certainly the level of play is very, very high.
There might not be the high-end level that we're used to seeing over the past 2 years, but I think from Lions 1 to 3, you know, you mentioned Hill Murray with their depth and their roster. You think of Wayzata, Eden, Prairie, Benilde. You think of Apple Valley, Edina, Duluth East. You think of Roseau. All of those teams can start rolling some lines out, and I don't think we could really say that in the previous years, although there were the superstars. To that point, then, it's quite interesting. It just goes to show that you can play high school hockey, be a top draft pick, be a collegiate scholarship guy, and you don't have to go pull yourself into Shattuck to get it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, talk about exposure. I mean, what do you think? Christian Horn did pretty well for himself. You know, 4 goals in this Bauer NIT, and there's 60, 70, 80 scouts watching every game. You know, I think if you can make the Elite League, and you play well, and you make the Bauer NIT at the end of it, and you play well, what more? If you want exposure, there's nothing better.
There really isn't. And so tell us a little bit about the tournament. Good crowds, good energy. What was the tournament like?
No, I thought the crowds were very good. Christian Horn was talking about that after the championship game. He said there was just a lot of people there who wanted to see good hockey. It wasn't just parents and scouts. It was just random people looking to watch some really good high school hockey players play at a high level. And so the crowds, the momentum built, the energy built as the tournament went along. The final day, certainly the crowds were at the biggest. And that championship game, 5-4, Minnesota White wins in overtime. The pace was super, super fast the whole game. Lots of good shots, lots of good goaltending. You're not going to see better hockey.
It certainly looked like it, sounded like it, and for those that saw it were treated to seeing that level. So, I mean, to me, it's on the par of junior hockey at the major junior level anywhere when you start bringing these teams in of kids these ages across the country. And did you feel as though there was regional pride from Dallas to the Lake Placid team to the Minnesota teams?
Yeah, you know, the Minnesota kids talked about that quite a bit. You know, Alex Lyon from Lake of the Woods said, you want to represent Minnesota hockey. This is it really is a national tournament. You've got the best high school players from Michigan, Massachusetts. You've got top prep schools. Shattuck obviously is fantastic. You've got some of the best players from Texas, and you might laugh and say Texas, but you know, there's some good hockey being played down in Dallas and Houston. So, yeah, there's definitely regional pride. You know, Manitoba, you know, Winnipeg sends some of their best high school players. These kids are serious about representing where they come from, and Minnesota, luckily enough, proved that they got some of the best talent. That's 2 years in a row. Minnesota wins. Pete, there's breaking news. I was talking to John Russo, the league commissioner, after the tournament, and he was excited. He said that they're going to try to amp up the competition level even more of this Bauer NIT. He's talking about bringing in a international team. So
wow.
He's talking about a team that he said this is the kind of team that competes against the U.S. National Development Team, and they're real close to signing them for next year's tournament. So I'm thinking, a Swedish national team or something like that. And maybe he said maybe a couple of them. So I'm not sure what he's got brewing, but it sounds like we're going to bring an even higher level of talent.
So to be clear for those listening, it's not the club teams that we're used to seeing come in for a series of a couple of weekends of six games from either Sweden or Norway. This is their actual potential national type, junior type teams, like you say, that play against the U.S. team, which I think is incredible for these high school kids.
Yeah, can you imagine how fun that would be to play play against that level of competition? So
It'd be remarkable.
So now a couple teams, obviously a couple teams, the lower level teams in this tournament, you know, would be out, and you'd just raise the level, bring in a couple national teams. You can get that many more scouts at these games, and like I said, the kids would love that kind of competition.
Lauren, we're out of time. We're going to have to pick this up again. You and I will be checking in quite a bit this season. We have a really fun season. I think parity is going to be the word for this upcoming high school season. I'm looking forward to it. We've got great stuff planned on the Hub. As always, keep up the great work. We love your stuff.
Thanks, Pete.
You bet. Lauren Nelson from the MN Hockey Hub joins us right here on the Overtime Radio Network. That's going to do it for this edition. To each and every one of you, 17 days and counting, be a drop of the puck for the 2010-2011 state high school hockey season. So long, everybody.